let's talk a little bit about when you returned to Gibraltar from England after you'd been to the to be studying at the Jewish College. What year? That was
52. I did my national service.
Yeah, sorry, 50. Yeah, national service.
And then I came back to England and got married the following year.
And then you lived in England.
I lived in England and I worked in insurance until 1973, and I sold out in December 73 to my partners.
So, did you really want to get back to Gibraltar? Was this?
Yes.
You missed it.
Well, I wasn't very well at the time. In an altercation with my first wife, she actually hit me over the head with a flying tumbler, and I had a broken nerve, and I was in great pain. So that's one of the reasons why I sold out. But on the way to Gibraltar, I bought a copy of Time magazine, which had three pages on the advances made on the treatment of diseases of the nerve and broken nerve. And there was an item there about Dr. William Sweet of Massachusetts General Hospital, who had developed a treatment for tic douloureux. So I went to him the following year, and he paralyzed my nerves, so I had no pain now for 38 years.
Fantastic. That was obviously meant to happen then, for you to see that, wasn't it?
But I had retired by then. So I stayed on Gibraltar. And the first thing I did was, my sister, who had been living in Tangier, she had been running the Cheshire home, she wanted to leave Tangier, she didn't know where to go, so I started a bookshop for her. And I eventually sold that 2 years ago, because now she's retired. And I started doing what I was really interested in, which was historical research. And I began writing first in the Chronicle and then in Panorama. And then I got involved. I felt our attitude to Spain wasn't very helpful, because we didn't know what the future was going to bring. And you know, well, the Spaniards had treated Gibraltar very meanly. There was no point in making too much of a fuss about it, because one had to live in the future and not in the past. So I stood for election on the basis that at some stage, the first thing I convinced myself, because Panorama asked me to write an article about the future. So I wrote an article which I entitled 1984, the Year of the Crunch. The year when the dockyard, because of what is happening in England, because of the way things are going in England, the dockyard is going to close. And we have to consider how we're going to earn a living after that. And in fact, it did close in 1984, and this was in 1976. And Sir Joshua Hassan was very annoyed about it. He thought I was being dissident and trying to undermine the Gibraltar government. But I was just trying to point people towards the future, and I felt that at some stage we had to talk to Spain. He felt at some stage that the Gibraltarians had to talk to Spain, but being a politician, he didn't dare say it, because it would cost him votes. So I stood for election, and Joe Bozzano came to me 2 days before I was standing under as an independent and asked me to join him. I said, look, I'm sorry, Joe, but I don't agree with you on your attitude to Spain. So I didn't stand, I didn't get many votes, but I had made my point. But when it came to the next election, Jay Triai, who was one of the Doves, asked me to join him, and I stood with him. But I ran a newspaper for him for a couple of years, the Cowper News, and we ran it for the party. Now, he had an entree to the Spanish Foreign Office, and we had before the election, we had a meeting with the Spanish Foreign Office. I said, look, you're not going to get anywhere unless you become friendly with the Gibraltarians, so you've got to stop these restrictions And this was with Robles Piquer, who was the Minister of State. Although in Spain they call the Minister of State the Secretary of State. But the Minister of State was Oreja. And so we had a meeting. I said, look, you've got to open up, because otherwise Gibraltarians don't want anything, and quite rightly, don't anything with Spain. And he agreed. But of course, further up, it didn't happen, so I said, there's no point in going to the election, because we've lost. We're not going to persuade the Gibraltarians to talk to the Spaniards, and the Spaniards keep on the restrictions. And after that, I left. And I came to England. My finances were a bit dicey at the time, so I looked for a job. And then I went back to my original Dutch company, and they sent me out to run their South American branch. Now, the South American branch was actually based on Curaçao, but the office, because of the need to travel, was in Miami, and I lived in Miami for a couple of years. And then my contract finished, and I came, and I got divorced a second time when I was there. And I came back to England and worked in a year in Lloyd's, and then that dropped off, and as I said, I got on to historical research. And I married Anne in 1985.
So when you think about Gibraltar now, I mean, what sort of draws you to it? What's the pull of Gibraltar for you?
I have bought from other members of the family the whole of my grandfather's old house, which is now divided up, and it provides an income. I have my flat on top. I have friends. It's a way of life. You could get so much done in so little. If I want something, it's next door. I mean, I've torn my jacket, so I've got a shop downstairs which I rent to a tailor, and I took it to him and he had it done in an hour. I mean, you try and do that in England, it would take you days and you have to go miles. And if I go to the dentist, I can do the bank at 9 o'clock, have an appointment with the dentist at 9:30, and I'm free to have coffee with my friends at 10 o'clock. Now, that's a way of life you don't have in England, wherever you are, even in London.
Absolutely. And also, I mean, you know, there is something about, you know, Mediterranean culture, which is what you must have in your blood a little bit, the heat.
The climate, I find, I particularly like it in summer. The hotter, the better.
I mean, particularly now. Yeah. I mean, it's very different, isn't it, England? Yeah. And one last question, Tito, thank you very much, because this has been a long old interview, is...
I could talk for another 2 hours.
Oh, good. Right, here we go then. Right, I'll just stay. What do you think the future is for Gibraltar? I mean, it's the moment, it's...
the future for Gibraltar, present the economy is flourishing, but it's not an economy which is based on real things. I always felt that the economy should be based on tourism, which is the one thing that Gibraltar has to offer. In fact, the economy is now based on the finance centre. Well, finance centre, I'm sure it's a lot better run in Gibraltar than it was in Cyprus, but we can see what can happen. Secondly, the biggest employer in Gibraltar today are online gaming. And if the British government starts cutting down on that, that could be reduced very considerably. In the meantime, we've virtually destroyed Gibraltar as a tourist place because of the overbuilding on the shoreline. If I want to walk along the shore, I walk over to La Linea and walk along the shore, when I can see the sea. I can't in Gibraltar, because it's all built up. I mean, have you ever been to Hong Kong? Well, that's the only thing I can compare it to. So it could be dicey. At the moment, Gibraltar is making a lot of money and spending a lot of money. How can you tell people they're wrong when they're living so well and the per capita income is higher in Gibraltar than it is in England? But I can see problems in the future. I hope they won't come, but I think eventually things will have to change. Today, for example, the Gibraltar health service is a lot better than in England because it has more money thrown at it. All pupils who get the requisite A-levels get a free scholarship.
To university?
To university in England. How long will that be able to be carried on for? I don't know. But it all depends on the economy. It's a small place, it doesn't need very much. But if there are problems in the banking sector and those accumulate with restrictions on the gaming requirements by the British government, and although I don't think the Conservatives would get in again, but if they got in and went out of Europe, that would be kaput, because Spain would then be able to restrict Gibraltar as much as you wanted. So, you know, we haven't a particular... I mean, the previous government, the present government, has not worked on the basis of trying to make Spaniards feel better about a situation they dislike intensely. And I hope we one day won't go home to roost, but who knows?
Thank you. I think that's lovely. Thank you very much. End of interview.